The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the Garda Representative Association has said that the serious public disorder that we all saw at the IPA Centre at City West in Dublin over the past two nights was not a peaceful protest, and that they are worried about the safety of their members. Well, Tara McManus is the Assistant General Secretary for the GRA, and she joins me now. Tara, you're very welcome to the programme. So I think, in fairness, the Gardaí have been widely commended and applauded for how they approached the situation in City West over the last two nights. And we saw some changes in the approach last night to the night before, perhaps some learnings being brought in to improve their response. But you said in a statement today that a more robust response is required far earlier. What exactly do you mean by that?
Good evening. Obviously these are very challenging dynamic situations, and you know, we saw particularly, I suppose, on Tuesday night, the event would have started very much as a peaceful protest and then very quickly escalated into what we saw, which was this extremely volatile situation. And I think last night there was no element of peaceful protest about it at all. From the get-go, it was quite obvious that this was, you know, high levels of aggression and high levels of violence that were being perpetrated towards members of An Garda Síochána. And obviously all public order incidents are policed using a graduated response, so that you would start off with your colleagues in soft caps and yellow jackets. And I suppose that gives people at the scene the impression that this has been dealt with, you know, with a soft approach. And, you know, those guards on the front line have a baton and they have pepper spray. And then behind them, you have the public order unit. And there is a very fine line between when it stops being a peaceful protest and becomes the more violent and aggressive. Another four of our colleagues were injured again last night. And one of, you know, some of those injuries were quite serious. So what we would be saying is that perhaps it's time to step away from the soft caps at the front line and actually start with the public order unit, backed up obviously by your specialist units such as the horse unit and the dog unit, and then obviously further backed up by water cannon, because it's quite obvious that the people who are arriving at City West are not there for peaceful protest. They're there to engage in acts of violence and aggression, and that's very much targeted at our members. And our priority is the protection, the welfare and the safety of our members. And any incident or any night where we walk away and say that there's been injuries is not a good night as far as we're concerned.
And in terms of the Gardaí that did sustain injuries over the last couple of nights, without obviously naming names or rank or anything, were they the soft cap members, or was it members of the public order unit?
We believe a mix, but we believe that one of our members who received the most serious of the incidents, that was an injury to the head, which would indicate that he was wearing a soft cap.
So what you want to see going forward is, if there is a situation like last night and a learning from the previous night, that you don't put those soft cap members out at all. I suppose some people might argue that the idea is to try and take the heat out of the situation, to try and restore calm and order, and that if you go straight in with a public order unit, perhaps you'll be seen as inflaming the situation or provoking the situation and making it worse.
Yeah, and I suppose that is that fine line that is there, you know, with these situations. And they are very challenging, and they're dynamic and they can change within seconds. But certainly we were privy to some of the messages that were being sent around yesterday, as early as maybe as 3 or 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And it was quite clear that this was very much organised, that they were putting a lot of thought and process into this. They were, you know, telling people to arrive with buckets full of cement and paint and muck. And the idea behind that was that you would block the view of the public order unit shields, and you would block the view of patrol car windows and water cannon windows. So it was quite evident from quite earlier on yesterday afternoon that, you know, this wasn't going to be a peaceful protest. So we would be saying, you know, when you have that sort of intelligence, you have that sort of information, you need to make that decision and say, right, OK, let's move our colleagues in soft caps to the side, bring in our public order. I mean, any of the footage that you've seen last night of the public order unit standing there, they're highly, highly effective. And you can throw all sorts of missiles and weapons and fireworks at these barriers, and they're not going to break. You know, they're highly professional, highly trained members, and they're well equipped and well ready for that. You compare that with guards standing there in their soft caps, their yellow jackets, and really they are very vulnerable and they're a wide open target. And that's what we would be asking, that we need to, when the situation needs to be escalated, we feel it needs to be escalated very, very quickly and move the public order unit in as soon as it appears obvious that this is no longer a peaceful protest.
And I think you don't feel that was done last night. You feel the soft-capped Gardaí were left out there for too long.
Well, look, the fact that there were injuries, and quite serious injuries and head injuries, would indicate that those members were wearing soft caps. I mean, the public order unit have helmets, and those helmets have long neck pieces that go down. They're very well covered. They're very well protected. Our colleagues in soft caps and yellow jackets are very vulnerable. They don't have any protection. And we would be saying our priority and our emphasis is to protect our members from injury. So we would be saying public order unit really needs to be there and there from the get-go, and give the message to these people, to these activists, as they like to call themselves, that we will not tolerate this and that we're there to protect the communities, the vulnerable, protect property, and absolutely our priority is to protect our members.
And there was footage on the internet last night of the public order unit, but of individuals sort of giving chase to some of these protesters and going into housing estates, preventing residents in the estate from leaving the estate. Was that the right approach, do you think, to sort of chase some of these individuals down?
Well, I mean, these are all committing crimes. They're all committing offences. And I mean, you know, when we look at the 31 people that have been arrested, they're not going to willingly stand there and hand themselves over. They have to be pursued and they have to be arrested. And that's, at the end of the day, that is a public order unit, but they're also members of An Garda Síochána. They're police officers, and their job is to arrest and detain these people if they're caught committing crimes, which quite clearly they have been. A number of them have been before the courts today and charged, and we really welcome that, and it's fantastic to see so many of them being arrested. But we need to give that message that we're not going to stand there either and take the abuse. You will be arrested, you will be charged, and you will be before the courts if you continue to engage in this behaviour.
Are you expecting further protests tonight, and will you see some of your colleagues in soft caps back out there?
I'm aware that there are public order units again on standby tonight, and certainly the information that we have been given is that some of these groups intend to continue this behaviour right up and past Halloween. And as we know, we're entering into a bank holiday weekend where there's a number of events, including the Dublin City Marathon, due to be on in the city this weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of pressures on Garda Síochána this weekend. There's a lot of policing pressure on to police all these various events. So our understanding is that something more than likely will happen there again tonight, but we would be hoping to see the public order unit out there first and foremost, and that our members and our colleagues in soft caps there as a backup, certainly, but that they would not be the first line of defence.
All right, Tara McManus, Assistant General Secretary from the GRA, thank you for joining us, and lots of texts actually coming in to support Tara. Public order units are the ones who are trained to deal with public order, bring in the riot police. It said another texter, these people are not afraid of the Gardaí, and I think that's what we saw last night with hundreds of members of the public order unit from right around the country drafted in to support the police in Dublin. And another texter asking why were there only 31 arrested, and we did hear the Garda Commissioner say that there are likely to be further arrests.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.